Statesboro Mayor Jonathan McCaller began the bimonthly meeting on Tuesday morning, April 2, 2024, asking Councilmember John Riggs to open the meeting with the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance. He then made a presentation of a proclamation to Laura Cooper, Executive Director of Prevent Child Abuse Bullock County, recognizing April 2024 as Child Abuse Prevention Month. Mayor Jonathan McCaller present Laura Cooper with Prevent Child Abuse Bullock County a proclamation. Dwayne Grice. The council voted to pass the proximity waiver, making it easier for entertainment establishments, including bars and pubs, to locate in the downtown Statesboro Entertainment District, and approved the paving of Anderson Street, the city's last unpaved street. Continue reading for all business covered by the city. 4. Public comments, agenda item. No one signed up to speak. Approved 5. Consent agenda. A. Approval of minutes. A. March 19, 2024 Council minutes. B. Consideration of a motion to approve the surplus of vehicles in the Statesboro Police Department that are past their service life or are not usable. The Police Department is requesting that the City Council approve removing the following 10 listed vehicles from the city inventory through surplus action. In each case, these vehicles have been evaluated by our city mechanic and each is in poor mechanical shape and the costs to keep them in service exceed their usefulness. 2011 Dodge Charge VIN 2B3CL1CT3BH540331, 132,981 miles. 2011 Dodge Charger VIN 2B3CL1CT2BH540577, 83,377 miles. 2011 Chevrolet Tahoe VIN 1GNLC2E06CR164174, 69,962 miles. 2012 Chevrolet Tahoe VIN 1GNLC2EOXCR164159, 65,213 miles. 2012 Chevrolet Tahoe VIN 1GN1C2EO5CR121154, 84,500 miles. 2012 Chevrolet Tahoe VIN 1GNLC2EO4CR164237, 87,341 miles. 2012 Dodge Charger VIN 2C3CDXAT6CH282670, 99,866 miles. 2012 Ford Explorer VIN 1FMK7B87CGA54489, 86,991 miles. 2014 Dodge Charger VIN 2C3CDXAT8EH167877, 103,521 miles. 2014 Dodge Charger VIN 2C3CDXAT8EH167880, 119,075 miles. Public hearing. Approved 6. Public hearing, second reading and consideration of a motion to approve Ordinance 2024-01. An ordinance amending Section 6-7E. of the City of Statesboro Code of Ordinances, removing proximity requirements for on-premises consumption alcohol licenses in a delineated section of downtown. Background. Amendment was moved forward to first reading at the February 20, 2024 work session. Amendment was advanced from first reading unanimously at March 5, 2024 meeting and tabled at March 19 meeting. Read our story about the public information session for more information about the ordinance. Pastor John Waters, First Baptist Church Statesboro, thanked the city staff and city council for the extra efforts that they displayed to make sure everyone was informed and educated about the intent of this change. He said they as a church look forward to working together with the city to make Statesboro a place where families thrive. Councilmember Ginny Hendley pointed out that John Waters is her pastor and she has heard from members of the church as well. The church realizes that their role is to love people and see our community move forward in a positive way. The churches understand this is good for our community and trust us as council members that we are going to make good decisions moving forward. Mayor Jonathan McCullough praised First Baptist Church for all they do for our community, often quietly. Charles Penny, city manager, explained that the concern this is addressing is not focused on existing churches. The two churches in this district both are still protected by the ordinance. What has been an issue is where churches rent storefronts in the entertainment and business district. He also reminded members that even with this change, council still has the last say in all alcohol permits and licenses. Councilmember John Riggs is in favor of the change but will vote against anything in the future that is in opposition of our religious flow. Councilmember Sherry Barr recognized alcohol and drug council members for attending the meeting and monitoring all they do as a council. Approved 7. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve application for an alcohol license in accordance with the City of Statesboro Alcohol Ordinance Sec. 6-13, A. Vino 1910 Wine Bar, LLC 22 West Main Street, Statesboro, Georgia, 30458. License type, bar with kitchen. Approved 8. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2024-07, a resolution requesting approval to apply for the Assistance to Firefighter, Fire Prevention and Safety Grant for the City of Statesboro, Georgia. Background. In the fall of each year, the federal government invites fire departments from around the country to submit an application to the Fire Prevention and Safety, FP&S, grant. The primary goal of the FP&S grant is to support the projects of local fire departments that enhance the safety of the public and firefighters from fire and related hazards through the awarding of monetary funds to ascertain equipment, training and other resources related to fire safety and prevention. The FP&S grant is a competitive process, and it is the fire department's desire to submit an application for the following project in this grant period. Point 1. Inflatable Fire Safety House -$8,500. The Statesboro Fire Department intends to utilize grant funding, if awarded, to purchase an inflatable fire safety house to aid in teaching young children about fire safety. This will provide the fire department with opportunities to deliver an important fire and life safety lesson to children in an interactive and fun environment. Budget impact. The relevant stipulations of this grant would be a 5% cost share to be paid by the city. This would equate to $425 if the fire department were awarded the total amount of funding requested. Fire department staff believe that this cost can be absorbed by the fire department's annual budget, which would require no additional allocation of funds. Approved 9. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2024-08. A resolution approving the City of Statesboro's proposed amendment of the FY 2024th Street Resurfacing Program, and authorizing the mayor to execute the Supplemental GDOT Local Maintenance Improvement Grant, LMIG. There are no matching funds required. Background. The LMIG is an annual program in which GDOT allocates transportation funds to local governments. The city uses these funds to supplement the street resurfacing budget. GDOT has announced that the governor and the legislature included $250 million in Local Road Assistance Administration funds, LRA, in the amended fiscal year 2024 budget. The LRA funds will be administered and distributed using the grants, LMIG, application system. Eligible activities, projects for LRA funds will be the same as the LMIG program. LRA funds will require no match. The engineering department staff evaluates city streets pavement conditions annually to prioritize and select streets for the annual LMIG resurfacing list that is submitted to GDOT or other roads that require reconstruction and resurfacing, such as Brampton Avenue. Budget impact. Council has approved the initial GDOT formula amount for FY24 that is $355,091.43 to be allocated to the City of Statesboro, with a minimum requirement of at least 30% matching funds. The city has budgeted $1 million in 2018 TSPLOST funds. GDOT's formula for the supplemental is $439,730.44 and will be added to the current FY24 budget amount approved. The total amount of $1,794,821.87 will be the total budget for the FY2024 resurfacing and road rehabilitation project. City of Statesboro 2024 Road Resurfacing List. COSAPPROVED 10. Consideration of a motion to award a contract in the not-to-exceed amount of $57,775 with Cranston for professional design services for the Anderson Street Pavement Project. This project will be paid by TSPLOST funds. This is the last unpaved street in Statesboro. Recommendation: staff recommends award of the Anderson Street Paving Project, professional design services contract to Cranston in the amount not to exceed, NTE, of $57,775. The bid received from Cranston meets the requirements of the bid package and an acceptable bid bond was submitted. Background: the City of Statesboro issued requests for proposals for design services for the subject project to include paving improvements, drainage improvements, and possible utility relocations on Anderson Street from East Main to Hill Street. Only one proposal was received, however, the response was evaluated and based on the criteria of experience of staff, experience of firm, project approach and cost. Since the proposal is for engineering services and not for equipment, etc., the bid was allowed by Central Services. Stormwater infrastructure will be added. This project will pave the last unpaved street in the city. There is a proposed development to the east of Anderson Street which the developer will accommodate the city to donate right-of-way to complete the project. Budget impact: this project is to be funded by TSP Lost and within the FY24 budget amount, approved 11. Consideration of a motion to execute a professional services agreement with Hussey, Gay, Bell Engineering, Inc. in the amount not to exceed $49,000 to provide design, bid, surveying and contract administration services for the extension of 2,250 LF of water main on Broad Street to be paid for with funds from operating revenue, approved in CIP budget item WWD-166. Recommendation: consideration of a motion to execute a professional services agreement with Hussey, Gay, Bell Engineering, Inc. in the amount not to exceed $49,000 to provide design, bid, surveying and contract administration services for the extension of 2,250 LF of water main on Broad Street to be paid for with funds from operating revenue, approved in CIP budget item WWD-166. Background: the water main on Broad Street extending from Savannah Avenue to Jones Street is in poor condition and has experienced many leaks in the past few years. It is also undersized and does not have adequate fire hydrants to serve the properties located on the street. We are proposing to replace the old 2-inch steel main with a new 8 PVC main, with additional fire hydrants. The installation of a new water main will improve the reliability of the water main and improve fire flow capacity in the area. The budget for this project is $180,000 but will probably need to be increased due to record high labor and material costs. Budget impact: this project was approved to be paid for with system revenues in CIP project WWD-166. Approved 12. Consideration of a motion to approve the purchase of a knuckle boom grapple trash collection truck with a 2024 Freightliner M2 chassis and PACMAC body per Sourcewell contract from Solid Waste Applied Technology, SWAT, in the amount of $222,000. Recommendations: staff recommends and requests award of contract to Solid Waste Applied Technology, SWAT, for the purchase of a Freightliner knuckle boom collection truck with a 2024 Freightliner M2 chassis per Sourcewell, formerly NJPA, contract to SWAT in the amount of $222,000. This item will be purchased with solid waste collection revenue funds. The amount quoted includes extended warranty on engine, emissions and transmission. Background: the knuckle boom collection truck is to be utilized in the solid waste collection division of Public Works and Engineering Department. The knuckle boom truck is funded in the amount of $222,000 in the FY2024 budget and is listed under CIPSWC1. This truck will be outfitted with other safety equipment and decals with available funds budgeted. The knuckle boom yard waste truck will be purchased to replace the oldest unit, 743, of the fleet that is at the end of its life cycle. This machine is on a 5/10 year rotation, front line, backup machine, to minimize the downtime and maintain operational efficiency due to the continuous workload of the commercial division. It is anticipated that the current backup machine will be utilized in operations within Public Works Streets Division. The Sourcewell contract number 091219NWY meets all requirements, specifications and warranty needed. SWAT is an authorized PAC-MAC reseller and is located in Bullock County. Budget impact: reduction in maintenance costs approved 13. Consideration of a motion to approve change order number 1 in the amount of $56,742 for the blower and pump upgrades project at the wastewater treatment plant. To be paid for with funds included in the project budget hashtag WTP24, that was approved by Council on the 9th of August 23. Recommendation: consideration of a motion to approve change order number 1 in the amount of $56,742 for the blower and pump upgrades project at the wastewater treatment plant. To be paid for with funds included in the project budget hashtag WTP24, that was approved by Council on the 9th of August 23. Background: in August of 2023, Council approved CIP project WTP24 for upgrades to blowers and pumps at the WWTP, as part of our efforts to modernize and maintain equipment at the plant. In the process of ordering parts, it was recommended by the pump supplier that the pump piping should be epoxy lined to protect it for the corrosive environment in which it would be placed. It was also recommended by our contractor that we upgrade the gaskets in the air piping system to heavy-duty FMK gaskets for longer life and better performance. Budget impact: the total project cost will increase from $1,993,705 to $2,050,447. 14. Other business from City Council. Alan Muldrew, DSDA Director, reminded citizens about First Friday this Friday, which will be an art walk. They have 84 vendors signed up to participate. 15. City Manager's comments: the city will continue with the highly popular Downtown Live concert series on April 18 with the TAMS. This year they are also expanding from 4 concerts to 8 and moving the start time to 7 p.m. The intersection of Country Club Road and Cypress Lake annexation process is beginning, and he wanted to make council aware of this. Ramble Road Sewer Main Extension with AARPA funds is about to get underway. They are having an April 9th meeting with citizens from that neighborhood, hopefully to get citizens to willingly sign up to connect to the city's sewer system at no cost. If they connect now, it is connected at no cost. If they do it down the road when your septic tank fails, they will have to pay for connection. Fox Lake Sewer Expansion has now been completed. Charlie Kinship was introduced as the city's new Keep Statesboro Bullock Beautiful, KSBB, director. She also owns Kinship Endeavors in the building with Walker Pharmacy on Northside Drive West. She currently serves on the Greenerboro Commission. She will be vacating that position on the Greenerboro Commission now that she has come on as staff. 16. Public comments, general. Charlotte Spell, executive director of Let's Be Clear GA, who focuses on marijuana prevention and advocacy, addressed the council. She is concerned with the vape shops, smoke shops and dispensaries popping up in Statesboro. She recently saw an ad promoting THC, CBD and mushrooms. She shared that they are selling hemp-derived THC products and nicotine in kid-friendly favors. Executive session. 17. Consideration of a motion to enter into executive session to discuss personnel matters, real estate, and/or potential litigation, in accordance with OCGA 50143-B. The council returned after a brief executive session without taking action. 18. Consideration of a motion to adjourn. Click here for meeting agenda and supporting documents. Live stream of meeting.